The Patriots get set for their first regular season game a week from Monday against the Buffalo Bills. And joining us on the phone lines, tight end Benjamin Watson. Ben, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How about yourself?
Doing well, thank you. Been a lot of talk on this in the newspapers and in sports talk radio and amongst fans. Do you have any concern that you won't be a member of this Patriot team come next Monday?
I wouldn't call it concern, to be honest with you. I would call it maybe just definitely some uncertainty. It's something that, you know, you kind of go through every year. Every year you have to try to, you know, make the squad. Nothing's guaranteed. And, you know, so you just take it every year as, you know, I'm going to go out here and try my best to make this football team. And some years, I guess, are more certain than others.
Well, I was going to ask you, is there any more uncertainty this year than the past couple of years, or has it been the same?
Well, I definitely say there's more. You know, because of, you know, a few different factors, you know, not being able to play in some of the preseason games, you know, some moves that the team has made, you know, you just never know, any year what direction a team is going to go. But, so there's always some uncertainty, but at the end of the day, and I hate that saying, but it's true. at the end of the day, you have to realize that, you know, God has a plan for whatever it is for you, and the coaches are going to make those decisions.
Well, Ben, how do you rate your own personal preseason and training
camp?
Well,
I definitely, you know, last night was probably the first time I was able to really play full-speed football since last year. And I can definitely tell there was a marked difference between 2 weeks ago in Washington where I only had a few reps. And last night I definitely started to, as I was able to string some plays together, started to kind of get back in the groove. But it's definitely disappointing, as you know, Steve, when you're not able to be out there and practice and get those scrimmage reps and get those individual drill reps for a period of, you know, 3 weeks in a preseason, because, it, you know, 3 weeks in 2-a-days seems like, you know, 2 months.
Did it feel a little strange to you at all to be on the field in the waning moments in the fourth quarter of the fourth and final preseason game when typically in the past you've been sitting on the sidelines with your helmet off, long gone at that point in time?
Yeah, definitely. I can definitely say it was a different experience, maybe a humbling experience, and something that no matter what happens for the rest of my career is something that you know you remember. But you know, at the same time, I realized that for me as a player, it was definitely good for me to get out there and play, because, you know, I haven't been able to play in any of the other preseason games. So, you know, regardless of my situation, you know, on this team coming up, it was good for me as a player to get out there and play, just to, you know, get back into it.
Ben, when you hear that, we hear constantly on this radio station, Ben Watson, his hands are poor. He's a tease. He's a guy that we think will emerge, but maybe not so much. Last year, 22 catches, 14 games. A couple of years ago, you had 49 catches. It looked like you were really moving up. When you hear that stuff, is that a huge motivating factor for you?
You know, to be honest with you, when I would hear that stuff, as a player, as a person, in whatever you do, you know, you don't like for people to speak bad of what you do. You know, whether it's, you know, what you're doing on the radio, whether you're a banker or a lawyer or a preacher, whatever, you know, when you go out there and do your job, you know, and you put a lot of work into it, a lot of time into it, it's unsettling to have people comment and negatively comment on what you do. So in that sense, it did bother me. But, you know, I'm coming to a place where it's not bothering me as much. And where, I'm sorry, my daughter's making a lot of noise.
That's right. That's a good sign.
We're used to it.
And where it used to bother me a lot more, and I wouldn't read certain stuff, you know, now, be honest with you, I'm not really caring as much about what folks are saying. And I'm still trying to, you know, obviously perfect my craft and get better at my blocking and my catching and my route running and all those things that anybody would do in their profession. the negative comments aren't really, you know, affecting that. And also, just allowing myself to look back at the years I've played and the plays that I've made and remind myself that, you know what, I've made plays in this league. I've made bad plays in this league, and I've made good plays in this league, but I've been in this league, and I can play here.
Of all the things that you have worked on and continue to work on, is there one aspect that you are focusing on more than others?
No, and the reason for that is you know, as a tight end, we're asked to do a lot of different things, and lately it's been special teams, and I've never really played a lot of special teams. And, you know, for the past couple of games, I've been in there, you know, special teams, and that's something very new for me. So that took some getting used to. And also, you know, it's been a matter of rehabbing and trying to get back out there. So that's kind of been my primary focus lately. You know, as the season goes on and I'm, you know, I'm healthy and I'm playing and stuff, every week there'll be different things that I have to, you know, focus on. As you know, each game plan is different and each week, you know, requires different skills to be more prominent.
Well, Ben, how do you think the overall camp went for the team?
I mean, the time that I was out there, it seemed pretty good. You know, just watching the preseason games from the sidelines, there are obviously some things that, you know, could be better. But, you know, I think a big emphasis for us this year was going out and playing well in the preseason. That's something that Coach Belichick really wanted, was for the team to go out and play well in the preseason. You know, last year we didn't play very well in the preseason, and his focus and goal was to make sure we play well in the preseason because it carries over. And he's so right about that, you know, even though the preseason are quote-unquote meaningless games, anytime you go out there and perform, it's an evaluation. And if you're performing well, then that's good. If you're not, then that's bad. And you can't expect to just go out there on you know, Monday night coming up and just turn it on when you haven't had a good preseason. So in that respect, I think that the team is definitely, you know, in a better place as far as, you know, performing well in the preseason. And the goal is that it carries over.
Like it or not, there are going to be a lot of comparisons with Tom back to this offense, to the offense, the prolific offense of 07. Can you compare the two? How close is this offense potentially to the one that we saw back in 07?
You know, I think we can compare the two, but now is not the time. The time will be in January or February, you know, whenever the season ends. That'll be the time to compare the two. I mean, right now it's all speculation. And, you know, as Patriots, we really don't speculate.
I've heard that. I've heard that before, yeah.
You know, we really don't speculate. And, you know, there's really no point in it. I mean, you know, that was a different year at a different time. And, you know, I think at the end of the year is when we can kind of go back and kind of, you know, compare numbers or compare, you know, our opponents' records and, you know, all that good fun stuff.
What's your take, Ben, on the backup quarterback situation? Brian Hoyer played well last night. Andrew Walter, at least reportedly, was disgruntled. He did not play. How do you think that's going to shake down?
You know, I have no idea. I have no. The one thing, you know, in playing in the National Football League is that there's always some surprises around the corner. Always. So there's so many surprises that they end up not surprising you. So I have no idea what's going to happen. It could be a combination of things. You know, the coaches, the front office are going to make that decision. They're going to have a lot of decisions to be making. You know, this time of year is always, you know, tough for players, but also I think it's tough for them too, because they have to make these decisions and take personal preference out of it and just make decisions that are best for the team.
Ben, any of the rookies jump out at you this year?
Definitely. I mean, a lot of them. I mean, there's a lot of you saw a lot of rookies, you know, playing last night, you know, at the receiver position. You know, obviously the safety position was big, you know, with a draft pick there. I think a lot of the rookies, you know, stepped out and showed a lot and really progressed, you know, as training camp went on. And, you know, if they don't make this team, you know, hopefully they'll make it somewhere. But, you know, it's hard, as you know, to come from college and come to, especially a team like the Patriots with so many established veteran players and such a high expectation on your performance. And, Geno, just being able to handle that, I think, has definitely been a testament to a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. How's Tom look to you?
Hey, Tom's Tom, man. he looks just like he was when I first got here. I mean, he seems like he hasn't missed a beat. I mean, I'm sure if you were to ask him, he probably, you know, took some time to kind of get back into it after being off. But, you know, he's such a hard worker, and he's such a you know, a talented, you know, quarterback, and, you know, not just physically, but obviously mentally, and he's a great leader. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing him hopefully play, you know, the whole season without injury. But you never know in this game how it's going to turn out.
On Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, you'll be part of Football 101. It's an educational event geared towards females who are interested in broadening their knowledge of the game of football. Probably some of us males out there who could probably use this.
Sign me up.
Use this as well. Proceeds from Football 101 will benefit you and your wife Kristen's One More Foundation. Tell me about the event on Tuesday and on the foundation that you've put together with your wife Kristen.
Yes, yeah. Well, Football 101 is, like you said, an interactive experience for women fans. You can sign up on our website, WatsonOneMore.org. You can buy purchase tickets, and all the ticket sales go to support our foundation. And basically, we wanted to do a fun event, you know, that will obviously serve as a fundraiser also, but, you know, a fun event where women can come and learn the basics of football. I know there's so many fans out there who are women. They're some of our biggest fans. And we'll just be going over football basics, you know, scoring, rules, regulations. And we'll also be enlisting the help of some of my teammates, you know, Matt Light and Teddy Bruschi and Wes, Jarvis Green, Sam Macon for special teams. We're going to divide the women up in offense, defense, special teams, and allow those guys to kind of talk about what they do on the field, how they prepare for a game plan, what kind of goes on during the week. And also, hopefully, we're trying to get some actual game footage, some game film to kind of go along with the instructions. So it'll be a great, great time for women to come and you know, ask questions and learn more about the game they see on Sunday. And not to leave the men out, the men can come too. They're not actually going to be in there with the women during the seminar, but we're working on a separate media panel, which, Steve, we want you to be on.
I received the invitation.
Were you trying to say that Steve may possibly could use a little education?
No, they wanted me to. No, they asked me to moderate.
No, be an expert.
Yeah, we wanted to be one of our experts for the men. You know, the men are going to be in a separate area.
Wait a minute. There's a room full of dudes, and I get to sit in the room with them.
Keep the Aussie away from the women. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah, but you know, we will let you come and peek in on the women too.
Thanks. It's my nose pressed up against the window.
Watson,
thanks, isn't that cougar opportunity for you?
No.
WatsonOneMore.org. Benjamin, I know you and your wife have done a ton of charity work in this country and outside of this country as well, and you should be lauded for that. I got to ask you about Teddy Bruschi, who you said is a part of it. Your thoughts on his retirement, and are you still getting used to not seeing him around that locker room and on the field on a regular basis the last few days?
Yeah, it was definitely kind of weird. The day he retired, he announced it, and we were out there a stretch. And, you know, everybody kind of has their space where we stretch, you know, in our line. And you know, we kind of left that space clear, you know, in his honor. So it's definitely kind of weird. You know, I know it's weird for the defensive guys even more than me on offense, but, you know, he obviously had a great career, and, you know, fans in the Lincoln can really be happy and satisfied that he gave his all on the field. And you know, for 13 years to play this game, and especially in one place, is definitely a testament to him and the way he handled himself as a professional. But for me, my experience with Teddy Bruschi is, you know, my first couple of years I didn't really know him that well. I was kind of new. I was on offense. But the last few years I've had a chance to really – you know, kind of talk to him, and what most impressed me about him was the way he handled being a professional athlete, being great on the field, being great at what he does. But when he goes home, he's a father, he's a husband to his wife, and his family is first. And one thing he told me was never to bring work home. And, you know, that's something that I know his wife, his family is so happy that he's done. And that's, you know, a lesson that he taught me, you know, being the now, you know, when I got here, I wasn't a husband, I wasn't a father, and now I'm both of those things. And, you know, to have somebody like him set that example as a man, you know, was really big for me. So,
Benjamin, we appreciate the time and best of luck this season. Thanks so much. And again, Tuesday, September 8th, it's Football 101. For more information, go to watsononemore.org. Benjamin, thanks so much. We'll see you down in Foxborough.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Ben. Be in touch.
Benjamin Watson.